Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today, BYD's Denza D9, Dolphin's million deliveries, and NIO's ES8 sales surge. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you why the markets are worried about China's ability to keep growing EV sales at the pace they have been. Welcome to EV News China, the podcast dedicated to the world's largest electric vehicle market. Each day, I bring you the latest headlines, insights, and analysis from the heart of China's booming EV industry and decode how fast-moving developments in the East are shaping the global EV landscape. BYD kick us off, and their premium Denza brand just reached a landmark in the China MPV, people mover, market. They delivered their 300,000th Denza D9 at Denza Night. It was an event in Beijing. At the same time, they confirmed the model is bound for Europe. The D9 has climbed the sales charts at quite a speed, actually. Denza says it's been the best-selling MPV in the Chinese market for 2 years in a row, and that within China's high-end new energy MPV segment, it's now 60% of sales. A seven-seat layout underpins the sales performance, appealing both to executive shuttle operators and large families. The model's either a plug-in hybrid or full BEV. Denza is putting the D9 at the heart of an international push. The MPV is slated to enter Europe under the premium Denza badge, taking aim at the segments that have long been dominated by established names. BYD's Dolphin hatchback just passed 1 million total sales worldwide, according to Zhang Zhou, general manager of the Ocean Series. That makes it the fastest all-electric hatchback in China to reach the milestone. Launched back in August 2021 as the first model in BYD's Ocean series, the Dolphin has gone from niche compact EV to a core volume car in less than 4 years. The surge underlines both BYD's ability to scale output and how quickly Chinese buyers are adopting small BEV cars in the mass market. For this year in China, the Dolphin comes in four trims, starting at 99,800 yuan. That's about $14,100. The entry version uses a 70-kilowatt motor and a 45-kilowatt-hour blade battery. That's an LFP technology. Higher trims move to a 150-kilowatt permanent magnet motor and a 61-kilowatt-hour blade battery. And on China's optimistic test cycle, that setup is rated at 520 kilometers of range, putting the Dolphin on competitive ground with other compact EVs for performance and everyday use as well. Equipment's also been moving up market. Top trims now add a 50 watts wireless fast charger for your smartphones. There's BYD's DiPilot driver assistance with seven functions, adaptive cruise, automatic braking, and lane departure assist as well. Now, let's go a little more upmarket from that and go to the NIO new ES8. That's crossed 20,000 deliveries in China in its first 70 days. That sets a record in the country's premium pure electric market. The company announced the milestone on Weibo, saying the third generation of the ES8 is now the fastest pure electric model priced above 400,000 yuan to reach 20,000 units in China. A tenuous record, but one nonetheless. At that price point, which is about $56,500, this is proper premium in China. The ES8 is highly in the center of that high-end SUV segment, going up against premium German brands. NIO officially launched the ES8 at NIO Day in September on the 20th of that month, with customer delivery starting the following day. And it hasn't been without some controversy, because many people were buying the second generation of this vehicle, and when it came out, it got significantly better and bigger and a lot cheaper. And people had been buying the previous version up until the day before. Since then, though, average deliveries have been about 285 vehicles a day. So the ES8 is a very large three-row SUV, six-seat or seven-seat layout, and it starts about $57,000, like I say. That includes the battery pack. Production is climbing as well. A company executive said deliveries of the all-new ES8 will increase further, with production capacity expected to rise 70% compared to that of October. That points to a strong order book. For China's premium EV sector, the performance underlines NIO's strength in the full-size SUV market and shows resilience in pricing above 400,000 yuan. The next test is whether NIO can keep up the delivery pace into 2026 and whether the November capacity boost they've done turns into lasting gains. Now, the expansion for Zeekr, Geely's premium EV brand, stepping up their European expansion in five more markets by 2027. If it hits the goal, the company will cover about 70% of potential Euro sales. Launched back in 2021 for luxury pure BEVs, Zeekr began the European push in 2023, first in Sweden and other northern markets. Now, the market researcher Dataforce estimates that Zeekr sold about 3,500 cars in Europe through October of this year. So giving it access to about 30% of the markets it ultimately wants to serve. Its current European bestseller is the Zeekr 7X. That's a mid-size crossover, and it starts at 53,000 euros. The next step is a move into Europe's volume heartlands. Acting Zeekr European CEO Lothar Schuppert said in Guangzhou on November 21st that the brand will enter Germany in the first half of next year. France, Italy and Spain will then follow, each after 6 to 8 months of setup phases. The UK will come last in 2027 because of the need to homologate right-hand drive. On the commercial side, Zeekr is experimenting with a flexible route to market rather than a single distribution model. The company say they are not dogmatic and will adapt to each country. That's really sensible. It now sells directly to customers in Sweden and the Netherlands, uses national sales companies in Belgium, Denmark and Norway, and private importers in smaller markets, the likes of Bulgaria, Croatia, Greece, Romania, Switzerland, Slovenia. In France, a national sales company is already in place, and dealer partners are planned. For Germany, Italy, Spain, and the UK, they're looking at a mix of direct sales, national sales companies, and independent dealers. Now, China is moving to curb what officials call irrational competition in its booming battery industry, a shift that could reshape how EV batteries are supplied. At a symposium in Beijing, the industry minister, Li Lecheng, said that the government will accelerate steps to address excessive rivalry in power batteries for EVs and storage. The move echoes Beijing's recent efforts to cool the wider EV market, where overcapacity and aggressive price cuts squeezed profits. According to a statement from the industry ministry, regulators will tighten oversight of the sector by monitoring capacity, issuing early warnings, and increasing scrutiny. Officials also plan stricter checks on production consistency and product quality, along with a tougher stance on IP. The government says it will guide firms to scientifically plan their capacity and expand abroad in a measured way. Executives from 12 companies in the battery supply chain joined the meeting to discuss R&D, production, the markets, and IP. Li urged company leaders to resist irrational competitive practices. Years of rapid EV growth in China have fueled the rush to build battery plants. That wave of investment sparked worries about oversupply, falling prices, and the outflow, possibly, of sensitive technology. Tighter capacity controls and tougher quality rules could slow the most aggressive low-cost expansions, steady prices and margins, and influence how Chinese firms approach those overseas projects as well. Now, Luxeed, a premium smart EV brand backed by the likes of Huawei and Chery, is starting to look a serious volume player. In November, they logged more than 10,000 deliveries. That's their second consecutive month above 10K. Firm orders have also topped 10,000 for the first 3 months in a row. For the first time, pointing to steady demand rather than a spike. The brand is built on a close partnership. Huawei leads overall operations and supplies the driving and cockpit systems. Chery, one of China's biggest conventional car makers, has made Luxeed a strategic priority, diverting resources to expand capacity and speed up new model launches. The focus is now visible in the showroom. Updated versions of the Luxeed models, the two main models, the R7, that's a fastback SUV, and the S7, that's a sedan, well, they're now on sale, and the refreshed R7 SUV starts at 268,000 yuan, the S7, 258,000. That pricing puts Luxeed squarely in the premium EV bracket up against Tesla, NIO and XPeng. Many analysts view the Huawei Chery venture as a bit of a test case, really, for how a technology firm, Huawei, and a legacy car maker can work together. The tech company brings the software and the intelligence. The car maker provides scale, factories, access to supply chains, and things like that. All right, let's move on. Nissan's joint venture with Dongfeng in China launched their plug-in hybrid sedan aimed at buyers who want electrified driving. With a Nissan badge on the front, the N6 went on sale yesterday, December 1st. List prices start at 99,000 yuan, about $14,000 US. But there's an introductory price, as often happens, about 92,000 yuan or $13,000 US for a limited period. That puts the N6 at the cheap end of China's mid-size plug-in hybrids. Nissan is assessing the N6 for export to Southeast Asia, the Middle East, and maybe some Latin American countries. All very price-sensitive markets. The N6 being a mid-size plug-in hybrid and the first in the N-series model range that is not fully electric, extends the same design language introduced by the N7. A sealed front fascia, often seen on pure BEVs, with a full-width upper light bar, L-shaped lower lamps, an illuminated Nissan logo, hidden door handles, and a charging port integrated into the rear quarter panel. Round the back, the N6 has a coupe-like roofline, through-type tail lamps, and a clean rear bumper that hides any kind of exhaust outlets. Now, the powertrain, well, that's a 1.5-litre engine and a 21-kilowatt-hour LFP pack from Chinese suppliers. On the CLTC optimistic cycle, Nissan says an electric-only range of 170 kilometres, or 180 depending on version. Many plug-in hybrids at similar prices can only do 80 to 120. Higher-spec models have adaptive LEDs, interior ambient lighting, a big panoramic sunroof, manual shade, and a 540-degree surround-view camera. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about LFP battery makers in demand and why China's EV champions might be hitting the brakes. I'll tell you why. Stick around.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Welcome back. Now, Huawei-backed Aito appears to be readying their flagship M9. That's a big SUV for export. A new infotainment leak suggests the car is being tailored for the overseas drivers. There's been some screenshots circulating online that show what looks like a global interface on the in-cabin screens. Chinese mapping apps are all gone, with international providers in their place with English labels and routing formats familiar to users in Europe or America. That suggests the navigation system is being rebuilt around overseas mapping, licensing rules and databases rather than simply translated for export. Huawei's ADS, Advanced Driving Assistance System, has also been reworked. The interface keeps the basic layout from China, but lane markings, speed signs, and roadside prompts now follow the Western conventions. That points to ADAS software tuned to foreign regulations and driving norms. Beyond navigation and driving aids, the broader cabin looks international from the start. Lots of system menu settings, voice assistant, and media controls are all in English. The layout and icons echo Western design. Domestic Chinese apps are missing, replaced by well-known global music and video platforms. The M9 is a full-size SUV offered in 5-seat or 6-seat layouts with both pure BEV and extended range versions. All come with all-wheel drive, 21-inch wheels, and LiDAR. Taken together, the hardware and software changes might suggest that Aito and Huawei are engineering a car that can be sold and used locally, but also overseas. The next signals to watch will be any kind of formal launch plans, any filings, homologation, and on-road testing. Now, Chinese producers of LFP, lithium iron phosphate battery materials, are raising prices as surging demand from EVs and storage pushes plants closer to their limits. Many factories are now running at or even very near their full capacity. Shanghai Securities News reports that LFP makers have recently implemented or proposed increases of 3,000 yuan per ton. That's about $420, by the way, in processing fees, the amount charged to turn raw inputs into finished LFP cathode material. One unnamed producer plans to apply the higher fees across their entire LFP product line from the 1st of January. The contracts include a clause allowing both sides to revisit the pricing if market conditions change. Another leading manufacturer has already raised processing fees by the same 3,000 yuan per ton, effective of now. Orders signed before the date of the increases will continue under earlier terms. LFP is now the dominant cathode material in lithium batteries for both EVs and storage in China. It's valued for its safety, long cycle life, and lower cost compared to nickel-based chemistries. The report links today's price pressure to higher input costs and tightening supply and demand. Effective capacity utilization at Chinese LFP producers has been climbing. It's now above 95%. An industry insider cited the report describing the planned increases as reasonable demands from producers. The key question next year is, of course, will that continue? And what's going to be the mix of different battery chemistries? And finally, China's EV makers are facing headwinds after a swift share price rally earlier this year, as fresh earnings force markets to rethink how fast can the Chinese EV industry go, especially from those listed companies. XPeng, once the poster child of renewed optimism from China, had been up more than 130% for the year earlier this month. This surge reflected a rebound in risk appetite and in sentiment towards Chinese EV makers. The latest results, though, show how quickly years of expansion are squeezing profits. XPeng shares fell 10% in Hong Kong straight after the company reported ongoing losses and weaker guidance. Leap Motor dropped to its lowest level since April after profits came in at less than analysts' forecasts, even as sales doubled. Li Auto and NIO have also issued fourth quarter revenue and delivery outlooks that concern, hinting at softer demand in what is usually a crucial period. The wider backdrop is pretty darkening as well. Bloomberg Intelligence expects China's NEV sales to rise 13%, but that was up 27% this year. The deceleration comes as the tax exemptions and on EV purchases will start phasing out from next year. Fund manager Bing Yuan at Edmund Rothschild Asset Management warned that demand environment in the first quarter of next year is going to be challenging as competition intensifies and margins come under pressure. Makers like Geely, Li and Xiaomi have already rolled out rebates. Geely's is as high as 15,000 yuan. That's over $2,100 equivalent to blunt the impact of these waning tax credits. Those discounts, along with rising battery costs, will be headwinds for things like margins, says Daisy Lee of EFG Asset Management. And that suggests earnings pressure may persist even as Beijing tries to rein in the price wars that helped power the sector's earlier boom. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.